the multiplier and the shallot and the spring onions are all about the same strength.
Yes, about the same strength of them all.
I see. How about okra? Did you grow that?
Oh, yes. Okra is one of our great...
By the way, the Forsyth has excellent vegetables, don't they?
They do.
I had
they
okra
really
the other day. It's really delicious.
Hmm.
And red things. The red things that grow under the ground, the red things that grow on vines. What I'm looking for are radishes, tomatoes, different kinds.
Oh, yeah, radishes. Yes, we grew radishes. And then tomatoes that grow on the vines. They are radishes and tomatoes.
And the tomato that might volunteer and come back up and not...
Oh, work. That's... Oh, what did Grandma call those? They call them cocktail tomatoes now.
Did you ever hear them from Tommy Toes?
No, no.
Curious thing.
That is a colloquial, I believe, because my grandfather used to, he had a lot of wit, and he said, well, the Tommy Toes will be right pretty soon, referring to a tomato.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was I never heard anybody else ever say that, and I thought it was a way of...
Now, people in their natural conversation will talk about a tomato, and then talk about these little tummy toes as a different kind of vegetable altogether.
Now, I've heard them called cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes.
And I believe now, if I could be so wrong in... And living in different areas, you pick up things and you're not sure where you got it. But I think that my family also called them ground tomatoes. I'm not sure.
Ground tomatoes. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know whether that came from here or whether I picked that up somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But we used them to make preserves. Can you imagine peeling and getting the seed out of those things to make preserves? I had to do it as long as my grandmother lived.
Is that right?
Made delicious preserves.
Uh-huh.
But, oh, it was
work. But I didn't know that you took the seeds out.
Oh, my grandmother made you take the seeds out of every tomato because you'd get appendicitis from the seed.
Oh.
She believed that.
You must have enormous skill with your... skill and patience. It's, there's some questions about corn. The stuff on the end of an ear that you have to take off?
Tassel. Corn tassel. Or corn silk.
Silk.
Oh, it's been... Well, my folks didn't say tassel. They said tassel. The corn tassel.
Now, is a tassel on the top of a stalk?
I think when they referred to it, you know, when this comes out, it hangs over so pretty.
Yes.
And red, it looks like a tassel. And I think that's what they call the tassel. And then the silk was that you had to get off the ear to eat it, the corn silk.
What's the... you're suggesting all kinds of interesting things. what's the stuff at the top of the stalk? The yellow stuff that, that they use in hybridizing.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember.
Well, you're quite right about that distinction. And I hadn't thought about it, and I've not been asking that question, and I haven't been getting the response. At the top of the stalk, I think it's often called a tassel. Is that right?
Oh, that
and
bloom that spreads out
yes.
At the top, that's not what my folks call it. There's nothing that resembles a tassel to that.